Time to talk some Black Bear hockey. To do that, we go to the telephone line and welcome in the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich.
How's your Friday going?
Well, a Maine hockey lost 5-4 to Vermont, but we'll try again tomorrow.
Well, yeah, the good news is you get to spend the night at home.
Yeah, the 1 o'clock face-off, a little different during the day. See, that would even be early for the weekend. But matinee hockey today, and like you said, I can spend the night at home. Maybe, I don't know, watch a movie or something. Who knows? I don't know how to spend a Friday night.
So what happened today? This Vermont team was not exactly an offensive juggernaut coming in. How'd they end up getting 5 goals today?
Yeah, Vermont averaged less than a goal a game at the start of the day. So they were able to create some offense. Both these teams were looking for their first win of the year. You know, both the Vermont head coach, Todd Woodcraft, in his first year, his pregame statement was, they're still trying to find themselves. I think Maine's in a similar situation, trying to figure out who they are. And Vermont got onto the board 3 minutes in, made it a 1-0 game, and Maine was able to tie it kind of back and forth in that first period. It was 3-2 after one. Vermont had a couple of bounces. They had one goal that went in off a Maine defenseman shin pad in front. So, you know, those bounces go both ways. This time, that one went the Vermont way. Catamounts had a player, senior Kristen Evers, had 2 goals. So they just played a good game. I mean, Coach Gendron in the post game said that the Catamounts outworked the Black Bears in the first 2 periods. Maine had a good third period, but as Coach Gendron said, it was too little too late.
Who was in net for the Black Bears today?
Matthew Thiessen got the start. So he made 25 saves, allowed 5 goals. I mean, like I said, one was a bad bounce. Another one, it looked like, I'd have to watch the replay again, but looked like it might have hit off the top of his glove and went in. Not to make excuses for him. I mean, he did make some nice saves, but he still allowed 5 goals. So that's a good question on who will go tomorrow. Is he going to put Thiessen back in there, or maybe give Victor Ospin another opportunity? We'll have to wait and see. But they're going to have to figure out what to do tomorrow to kind of make a change here. 5 goals, that's a lot of goals to give up against anybody.
Black Bears also been getting penalized an awful lot. How did that go today?
Yep. Well, they are one of the most penalized teams in the country. They had 10 minutes of penalties today and gave Vermont a 5-on-3, which they were able to capitalize on in a lengthy one, too, a minute 55. So Schmitz-Festrup went to the box, and then 5 seconds later, Veli Matti-Tarniemi joined him. So you can't give anybody a minute 55 of a 5-on-3. That's a ton of time, and those the 5-on-3, the percentages just go through the roof when you have those. So that's something they got to tighten up. They have to be a little more disciplined with their sticks and not take so many penalties. They had a too many men on the ice penalty. Those are always frustrating too for the coaching staff. There are things that can be worked on going into tomorrow for sure.
We're talking with John Shields here on Downtown. Black Bears lost today 5-4 to Vermont. Finding positives in this, they did get goals from 4 different players this afternoon.
Exactly. And I mentioned it a moment ago there, the third period. They outshot Vermont 16-8 in the third period. You're right, 4 different goal scorers. Levi Clybor, who has played a couple games now. I don't think he played at New Hampshire, but he had a goal against Lowell, had a goal today, a power play goal for Levi. So now he has 2 goals on the year, which is good to see. Lyndon Breen continues to be an impressive player to watch. He's a freshman center for this team. I like him a lot, Rich. He's got 5 points in 5 games. He scored a goal today. So that's great production from a freshman. Tristan Prasant scored his first goal as a Black Bear as a freshman. And then, they never stopped fighting. They were down by 2, down by 2 late in the game. They pulled the goaltender, and a minute 8 left, Jacob Sirota scored a goal to pull within 1. But when they get some momentum, they don't hold on to it for long. That's kind of a frustrating thing to see as well, kind of early in this year. Passant's goal came a minute and 49 into the third period. So So they pulled within one. So now there's a lot of time left in the third, and you pulled within one, and then 20 seconds later they let Vermont tie the game. So, or get the goal back, excuse me. So 20 seconds later, Vermont now has the two-goal lead back. That's just, you know, that swings the momentum so quickly back to the Catamounts. It's hard to recover.
And is Coach Gendron feeling some frustration with things at this point?
You know, I don't know what you and he talked about this week, but after the second game of the Lowell series, he mentioned some tempers flaring on the bench, and maybe that's not the best description, but he just said that after the second game against Lowell, where they gave up 9 goals, there was some bickering on the bench. I think that's the exact word he used. But then this week, in the media chats this week, he was asked about it, and he said, hey, look, you know, those things happen in the heat of battle in these games, so we've got it worked out. It's not as big of a deal as you think. And then talking to some players this week, they said the same thing. Like they had meetings, they discussed it. It's been figured out. So he didn't seem too frazzled post game today. He just said too little, too late. That was the takeaway for me from his post game words today. Is that it took him till the third period to get going, and just it was too late, too little, too late.
It's been a good week for us, by the way, John, because it's been a two shields week.
Yeah.
We had your dad on. Yeah.
Bingo on, yep.
Yep. It's always a good week for us when that happens.
That's good. That's good, yeah. They play, they're in the pit, so that's exciting for them to play their first couple home games for the women's program.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to get you one of those cardboard cutouts.
I thought about that, yeah. That would be great. Now, your dad was saying that he's had to do at least one game where he was just following the online text stat report of the game, no video, and he had to invent and create things.
Like old school baseball.
Yeah.
Back in yesteryear.
When Dutch Reagan was calling games.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan, right. I think it was a quarter, maybe two quarters, two separate games. I think you got the video worked out, so you didn't have to do a whole game that way. I'm not sure how you would do hockey that way.
I know.
So far, we've been lucky. You know, we're doing the same remote broadcasting, social distance broadcast as well. And you know, I'm not as bright as him. We lost the video in the second Lowell game for about a minute and a half. I just took a commercial break.
That's exactly Bob Lucy and I would be singing by that point. So.
Yeah, well, we don't want that. You don't want me singing.
No, well, no one wants us.
Call Bob on the phone, get him on the line.
Well, John, we appreciate the post-game report from you this afternoon. Pre-game show, 12:30 tomorrow?
Yeah, another 1 o'clock face-off, so they'll be back at 1. We'll be on the air at 30. So let's have some afternoon hockey tomorrow, too, and see if they can bounce back.
That sounds good. Get a win, John, and we'll check in with you next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, John. John Shields, voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team and the Black Bear Sports Network.